This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy have reached a tentative deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, ending a months-long stalemate. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
In the announcement late Saturday, the deal was described in terms that indicated it may not be absolute. McCarthy spoke with Biden earlier in the evening and later told reporters he expects to finish writing the bill on Sunday. He said he plans to speak with the president again afterward and then hold a vote on the deal on Wednesday. In remarks to reporters Saturday night, McCarthy said the deal is one, quote, worthy of the American people. The bill must pass through the narrowly divided Congress before June the 5th. That's the date the U.S. Treasury is expected to run short of money to cover the nation's debts. If the bill fails to pass, the country could default on its debts for the first time in its history. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine claims Russia is plotting a large-scale provocation at a nuclear power plant, but doesn't offer any evidence. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more.
A statement by Ukraine's military intelligence says Russian forces would strike the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and report a radioactive leak in order to trigger an international probe that would stop the fighting as a way to give Moscow's forces a reprieve they badly need to regroup ahead of the looming Ukrainian counteroffensive. However, it did not offer evidence to back up any of the claims. The White House says it's watching the situation closely and has seen no indication that radioactive material has been leaked. I'm Julie Walker.
More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of exhausted people are heading home to the world's youngest country as they flee a brutal conflict in neighboring Sudan. There's a bottleneck of men, women, and children camping near the dusty border of Sudan and South Sudan, and the international community and the government worried about a prolonged conflict. Fighting between Sudan's military and a rival militia killed at least 863 civilians in Sudan before a seven-day ceasefire began Monday night. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan held his last election rally in Istanbul Saturday, calling on voters to cast their ballots as he heads toward the biggest challenge to his 20-year rule. Erdogan also called supporters to complete the unfinished work of the first round, where he had 49.5% of support of the vote, falling just short of the majority needed to avoid a runoff and a vote seen as a referendum on his autocratic rule. Pope Francis returned to work Saturday, meeting with the famous American director after a fever interrupted his regular schedule. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The pontiff met with Martin Scorsese and a number of other artists while addressing a conference on the global ethics of the Catholic imagination, according to Vatican News. He also met with visitors from Georgetown University. The Vatican's confirmation of the 86-year-old Pope's fever sparked concerns about Francis's health. In March, he was rushed to the hospital, diagnosed with acute bronchitis. The Vatican says the Pope will preside over Pentecost Mass Sunday.
Iraq launched a $17 billion project on Saturday to link a major commodities port on its southern coast by rail and roads to the border with Turkey, in a move designed to transform the country's economy after decades of war and crisis.
Baghdad hopes the development road project will transform Iraq's economy and aging transport network after decades of war and crisis, shortening travel time between Asia and Europe in a bid to rival the Suez Canal. The project to link the Grand Fao port, which is still under construction, was announced on Saturday at a conference to court Arab investment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia Soudani said the development road project aimed to achieve a sustainable non-oil economy. Iraq's government envisions high-speed trains moving goods and passengers, links to local industry hubs, and an energy component that could include oil and gas pipelines.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting.